Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollies. All rights reserved.
This is God. It's July 26, 2007, and here's Jesus, temporarily featuring me. This first segment was originally released December 16, 2002.
We're back with a good question. Gimme wants to know, Nazarene, since you like the musical Jesus Christ Superstar, is it possible for this production to be performed in the Kingdom of God with you portraying yourself?
Well, Gibby, now that sounds like an interesting idea. It wouldn't be the first time that I portrayed myself in the afterlife, but it would be the first time I ever tried to do any singing. But people say I have a very nice singing voice. You know, it might be something that would be very relaxing to do and very entertaining to other people. Actually, people enjoy these things tremendously. I don't know why, but it seems to give them a great kick that I will go out and do things like this with other people, and it is always helpful. I need many, many times to be open to the public, and that might be a very good way for me to do so. It is things like that that people marvel at when they get into the afterlife, because they think we're so stiff and so proper and so tied up in ourselves that we can't get out there and do something and have a little fun with other people. And I need to have fun, and I need to relax, and I need to let go, just like anybody else. When we get the Kingdom of God fixed, when I get back on my throne, and I have some free time when the situation isn't as desperate as it is now, you know, I might just exactly do that. I have a good many friends in the afterlife that have production companies, and I can pick the best of stars over there to work with me. It might be something that would be really interesting and an awful lot of fun. I thank you, young man, for the suggestion. I thank you very much.
Wow, that sounds fantastic, Nazarene. I bet you could even get John Lennon to play one of the apostles.
Well, considering he is one now, Laura, that might be a very good idea. We'd probably get George into it, too. And, of course, we'll have to have you and Demetrius in there somewhere. I mean, it just would be a production in the afterlife without you two taking part.
We'll be back after the break.
Are you in need of auto insurance? Our good friend Elgard has a wonderful referral site where he has wonderful providers that gives you fine rates. The address is
www.car-insurance-information.com/.
I'm sure you will find someone there that will be able to fulfill your needs. This is a wonderful service. God here again. Alora's busy getting ready to do some other things, so I'm taking this question. It's a question that we're asked again and again. How can I actually believe what you are saying? How can I believe you are God? It's against everything I have ever been taught. It's against everything that I have ever believed that God can actually speak through someone. Well, how can you possibly say this? I spoke through Father Abraham. I spoke through Moses. I spoke through my blessed son, Jesus. How many times have I spoken through people? And I am God. When you hear my voice, when you feel my vibration, you should know that it is me. You have been taught not to believe because those that want to control you do not want you to be able to hear my true messages. They want you to hear their false messages. So they have pounded it into your head, into your mind, into your physical being, that no one can actually talk for God. When people have spoken for me throughout the ages over and over again, when the churches became corrupted, I spoke to someone and they cleaned them out again. And then when they became corrupted again, I spoke to someone else and they cleaned them out again. We have done this time and time again throughout history. When you hear my voice, you should believe me, because I should reach your soul, and you should know that I am true, that I am God.
We'll be back again.